Okay, this is Hess three string arpeggio lesson. That's a 8-part video series. Tom Hess, https double colon double backslash tomhess.net / correspondence guitar lessons three string arpeggios lesson .aspx. It's basically the A minor lick like this, where you start with an up pick and then pull off up. Up and then down on G, hammer, down, and then down, and then you, I'm sorry, yeah, that was right, and then you do up again, so, and sometimes you can hit the G too, like, okay. And of course, the pick is going to have to wait while that note gets pulled off or hammered on. But you do not want to stop the motion either. It just slows down. That's in video 3. And that particular technique is can implement so many places. It's essential. Imagine the feeling first, and then the physical motions fall in line. This is very important. Focus on what it feels like to do it right, not the individual motions of what makes it right. And then there's the diminished fingering, A diminished, which starts on F sharp. And you can stick the pinky on A at the top to alternate, so. And you can move those. There's A major, which is, and you could alternate that with G sharp on top, like. Like that. A7, same thing. Or you can do the G on top. Tough to be able to hear every detail about every single note to correct errors when things are fast. You do it in speed bursts, so your brain can remember what it felt like. Whereas, don't just blaze through it over and over. Practice at whatever your tempo is. You go, like that. And change your pick position, how you hold the pick differently when you do sweeping. You don't have to, some players do. You might experiment a little bit just to try different things. And then you could also intersperse like a directional thing, like you go. Like right in there. Sounds cool and brings rhythmic variation because you're playing two sets of triplets in that little bit. And here's what it sounds like on A diminished. Don't get overwhelmed.